As promised, though, we are joined right now by a wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, a Pro Bowler, 97 receptions, 831 yards, 9 TDs last season, top 10 in receptions and receiving TDs last year. He was a two-time All-Conference player at USC. He was the 62nd pick overall in 2017. He appears courtesy of Snickers and the Snickers Rookie Mistake of the Year program. Juju Smith-Schuster is my guest. Juju, good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, me too. Good to have you back. All right, so you're 5 days away from the season opener against the Bills in Buffalo. When you consider what you went through last season with a limited number of fans, how eager are you to get back in front of the fans and feel that energy and that juice once again?
Oh, man, I'm super excited. I can't wait, especially playing against the team that we played against last year early in the season for week one. You know, we're playing against the Bills, and the best part about it is that it's Bill Mafia, and they're going to be out there heavy, deep, and ready to just embrace all that.
Juju Smith-Schuster, my guest, you know the Mafia will be there for it. Listen, you signed a one-year deal with Pittsburgh early in the offseason. I'm curious, what was that process like for you, and then what's your approach going into this season?
The free agency process is not fun. I think it's tough. You know, I think it was when the market the way it was and how it was situated, it was tough. But at the end of the day, you know, I got to experience it. I'm happy to be back in Pittsburgh. I'm happy to play, you know, in a one-year deal. I'm happy to be going to another contract year. And hopefully, you know, I'm able to stay for more years as a Steelers. But going into this season, man, I'm just focused on just balling, and hopefully I'll take care of itself on the end.
You know, and I get that. The market was strange. It was weird. Like, the Ravens made a really strong push for you, and so did Kansas City. I mean, how close did you come to leaving, and ultimately what made you want to stay with the Steelers?
I was pretty close to leaving. I was weighing my options, you know, leaning towards the Ravens, leaning towards KC and what they were offering. But for myself, you know, I kind of saw it as like, hey, if I can do a one-year deal, I come back to a team I know, the head coach I know, the receiver coach I know, and being able to have Ben come back was a big factor for me. So the fact that Ben came back made a huge decision for me to stay.
Juju Smith-Schuster joining us. And of course, you want to bet on yourself. Always bet on yourself. Now, you mentioned Ben. What about Ben? Going into training camp, there's a lot of talk about Ben, how he looked. How has he looked to you, and what kind of a season are you expecting from him?
Man, he looked great, man. I was just telling everybody that, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he's been, you know, working on the sideline. You know, when the offense is taking a break, he's out there, you know, doing extra cardio. Man, you saw him play against Detroit. Took two drives down the field and put points on the board. And I'm super excited because I think this is our best year yet. You know, I think we're going into this one knowing that we have the guys that we drafted, you know, for this offense. And I can't wait to play.
Juju Smith-Schuster is joining us. You know, it seems like it was yesterday or 5 minutes ago that you were the young guy coming in. Now you look around that receiver room. You've got a lot of talent in that room. How good is the group, and what's it mean to you to be the leader of that room?
The group is really good. I mean, you talk about five guys that came back from last year who played with Ben in this offense. So we know the chemistry. We know we're made of. But it's weird, man. You said I'm the young guy in the group. I'm probably the second oldest, though, still in the room. I know Deontay's older than me. James is older than me. Chase is 22. I'm 24. So if you go off experience, obviously I have that over them, but it still feels weird. But at the end of the day, those are my guys, and I'm happy to lead them.
It is crazy. You know, Juju, you're showing up like I would expect. I mean, the thing I've always liked and respected about you is your approach from the outside. It seems like you're just doing things that are fun and entertaining, and they're not getting in the way of what you have to do. You're handling your business, but probably making it even better from a business standpoint. So how would you describe your approach to life off the field?
Yeah, man. So I'm setting up everything I can possibly now. You know, why am I? You know, I would tell everybody, you know, when you're at your highest point in your life, you know, take advantage of it, embrace it, start things that you want to do after football. And for myself, you know, I've been doing that. And I always look at it as like, you know, you can always be yourself, your personality. As long as you take care of stuff all on the field, everything off the field will take care of itself. And that's what I've been doing. That's my motto that I live by. And it's going pretty well, man, so I can't complain.
You know, you look at the NFL, right? The NFL is still the biggest thing in the world. Still the biggest thing in the world. But
for
I wonder,
sure.
Do you think that more players should maybe do some of the stuff that you do, like on Twitch or YouTube or social media? Would that bring even more fans to the game?
Oh, for sure. I mean, when I go out in public, like I have people come up to me because I stream on Twitch or because I do YouTube, and they don't really know me as a football player, you know, and that's very surprising because, you know, I dip my hand in other, you know, aspects of life, you know, not just football itself. Of course, football is the mainstream that got me to where I'm at, you know, made me who I am. But at the end of the day, football doesn't last very long. I mean, the average span for football players is 2.5 years, 3.5 years. So, myself, you know, me going on year five and still performing, I can perform and still make, still do things off the field and show my personality without a helmet on my head. Man, people love it. They embrace it.
Juju Smith-Schuster joining us. Part of the reason why you are going into the fifth year that you are and are at the high level is the work that you do. For instance, I saw a video earlier in the offseason, and it was a day in your life, starting with your workouts at the gym. What kind of workouts were you doing in the offseason, and what were your priorities for this offseason when it came to workouts?
Man, it came to workout. Obviously, I was doing a lot of cardio, a lot of cardio. You know, being in LA, being around, you know, my coach, Mr. Callie, we did a lot of CrossFit, a lot of stuff to get the body going. And little individual things as far as like muscles and taking care of the body, prepare myself for the season. And obviously, just eating right. But I think going into this season, I think what I'm super excited about is, you know, being able to prove people wrong, you know, not as a team, but as an individual player, saying that, hey, I'm playing outside, I'm playing inside, I'm moving around, I can do this, I can do that. And I just embrace all of it because, you know, I just love the heat.
You know, I was gonna ask you about that. The fact of the matter is, you are one of the rare guys who can play inside and outside. There's a limited number of receivers that can do that at an elite level. What's it take to be able to play both inside and outside at that high of a level the way you do?
Physically, I think a lot of people could do it, but mentally it's tough. Like when you play inside, there's so much more you have to think about as far as like the amount of seconds of like you lining up your alignment, where they're lined up at, and like the defense that they're calling and being able to run option routes, stuff like that. That's what the inside, like it's, you have to think more. Outside, I would say you think more, you think too, but it's like, you kind of already got a set inside where it's kind of crowded, where you have so much field and so much like awareness you have to use. And I'm able to do both, you know, but I've been doing it. So it's just going to keep showing it. And I just get smarter every time.
Right. Sorry to jump in there, Juju. You are working with Snickers. I'm going to hit you on that in 1 second. But just one more thing I want to ask you about. Jake Paul recently said, quote, "If I could fight any current NFL player, I'd probably fight Juju Smith-Schuster. Go Browns." End of quote. What was your reaction when you heard that? And does that interest you on any level?
Man, if I wasn't in contract with that, I definitely would take the fight on. That's something that does interest me. Jake Paul is a guy that, you know, obviously he's doing great for himself. Me personally, if Jake Paul, I would say I have respect because what he is doing is unheard of. And for him to be a YouTuber and what he's doing now is insane. And hey, good for him. But if I ever get the opportunity to do that outside of my football contract, for sure. Yes,
how do you think that would go if that ever went down?
Oh, I think it'd be great. I think it'd make a lot. I think as far as like as fighting go, I will have to train. Obviously, I'm not a professional boxer. That's something I will have to train for. But I think it'd be a really great fight.
Juju Smith-Schuster, my guest. All right, I mentioned you're working with Snickers and the Snickers Rookie Mistake of the Year program. Lay that out for me. What's it all about?
Yeah, so today Snickers is launching the Rookie Mistake of the Year. The program rewards fans during the NFL season to share examples of their rookie mistakes that they have made because maybe they just needed a Snickers. And there's been multiple times where me, myself, Juju Smith-Schuster, needed a Snickers because I've done some rookie mistakes. Some of the rookie mistakes I've done was, you know, leaving my dinner at the facility after the game and going home with no food because I'm doing interviews all day. But for the fans out there, hey, if you guys want to enter for Snickers Rookie Mistake of the Year, all you just have to do, it doesn't have to be football related. Fans can submit videos, image, text of their rookie mistake for a chance to win 2 Super Bowl tickets to go to SoFi in Los Angeles and possibly to rush the field. All you have to do is fans can head to SnickersRookieMistake.com and follow along using all hashtags, Snickers Rookie Mistake. So if you are out there and you think your team's going to make it to the Super Bowl and you want free tickets all season, during the regular season, just submit your videos, image, text of your rookie mistakes.
That's how you handle that. He appeared courtesy of Snickers and the Snickers Rookie Mistake of the Year program. He is a Pro Bowler, Steelers wide receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster. Juju, appreciate you very much, man. Great job. Thank you for doing it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great day, man. Juju Smith-Schuster, he mentioned, yeah, I've got something to prove now. For anybody who thought that I couldn't do this or can't do that or I'm not what I was, good energy as always. Always good to talk to him. All right, 1-800-636-8686. Now, you know I love that division. I love that division. You know I'm all about America's team. You know that for the Ravens, man, they are on the clock. They got to get it done. And Juju just said, one of the biggest reasons I came back was I heard that Ben was coming back, and Ben looks good. So that division, AFC North, is always going to be one that's of great interest. Who you got? Who do you like?